Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. Father, we honor you. This is that day that you have ordained to bring liberty to the oppressed, to bring out of the prison houses the molested, to stop the groanings of the cheated. Today, let the unction that backs up this commission answer to everyone's situation in the name of Jesus. Let the true God answer by fire today in the name of Jesus. Let the wickedness of the wicked be terminated today. In the precious name of Jesus. Lift up your hand and thank God for bringing you this morning. Thank Him for bringing you this morning. Thank Him for bringing you face to face for an encounter with an encounter with Him today. Thank Him from the depth of your heart. Give Him glory from the depth of your heart. Give Him glory from the depth of your heart. Give Him the glory. Give Him the glory. Consciously thank Him. Thank Him because this is your day. This is my day. This is my day. This is my day. In Jesus' wonderful name we are praying. John chapter 7 verse 37. On the last day of the feast, even the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and said, "If any man thirst, let him come." It was an open day. It was an open call. Anyone could come that day. Anyone may have been denied the previous days, but the last day was everyone's day. It was the day that Jesus appeared in His fullness. So today, Jesus is appearing on your behalf. Whatever you desire today shall be fully delivered to you. Therefore, I like to pray like Bartimaeus. He saw Jesus coming, or he heard about Jesus coming, and he took advantage of it. He cried until Jesus stopped. Jesus is passing by you right now. Will you cry for Him to stop? Tell Him the things that must happen to you today. Come on, somebody, raise your voice. This is my day. My day of deliverance, my day of healing, my day of open doors, my day of a new beginning, my day of intervention. Don't pray like a gentleman. Pray fervently from your heart. Pray with the whole of your being. Raise your voice. Pour out your soul before the Lord. Pour out your soul before the Lord. Be very fervent about it. Speak to God. He's hearing you right now. Speak to Him. He's hearing you right now. Cry from your heart. Cry with your soul. Jesus, don't pass me by. Jesus, don't pass me by. Jesus, don't pass me by. Jesus, reach out to me today. Jesus, touch my destiny today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Send your word to me today. Your word of breakthrough. Your word of healing. Impart my life with your word and by your word today. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are praying. Lift up your hand. I decree that the word of the Lord comes down to you with power and authority today. The word of God comes as fire to burn up every chaff of your life today. The word of the Lord comes as hammer to break every stony situation of your life today. The word of the Lord comes as sword today to tear in pieces every opposition in your life. so shall it be. And all of you who believe, say a very loud amen. Please get seated. Shout hallelujah. I welcome you specially into this great impartation service, empowerment service. Your story is about to change. I thought I had your amen. Heaven on earth, wonders without end. That is my new realm and your new realm. You have come into this special impartation service. I'd like you to be hypersensitive and super vigilant, because the things of God happens suddenly. And according to the prophetic declaration of the year, in item number 31, he said, in a moment and in the twinkling of an eye, I shall be changing levels supernaturally. This morning, you will change levels supernaturally. In a prophetic service, your amen must be very sound, because amen is a word of affirmation. Amen is a word of interest. Amen means I want it so in my life. I say to you today, you shall be supernaturally changing level. I come to you today with the authority of Jesus. I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord. I come to you today with the compassion of Jesus. Whatever we don't suffer as your spiritual fathers, you will never suffer them again. Somebody was molested with a slap with a knife for 17 solid years. And by the word of the Lord that came at the communion service, she said she heard that whatever stranger is in you must leave. After 17 years, the pain disappeared. Some other person came just a few weeks ago with pile from childhood. And by the power of God at work in this place, the pile disappeared. Whatever stranger came in here with you today, I confront them, I challenge them, I command them to depart now in the name of Jesus. No more shall your destiny be molested in the name of Jesus. Somebody came in here in the first service and shared her testimony. She was diagnosed for liver, difficulty, or kidney or liver, whatever it was. And according to her, she heard the word and that stranger departed. She went back for a test. No more to be found. After today's impartation, all the strangers tormenting your life will no longer be found in the name of Jesus. Somebody else came, shared the testimony in the first service. He was brought to the church. His tongue was out. His tongue was out. And at the same time, he was blind. Everything was working against him. But by the word of the Lord, he came and shared his testimony today. His tongue has gone into normal place. His ears, his eyes are now seeing very clearly. Whatever Satan has used to distress your life, to oppress your destiny, I come against them today and I command your freedom in the name of Jesus. This blessing will not stop here. That is why you are asked to come with your handkerchief today for a prophetic touch. I'd like you to bring out yours, put it in front of you right now. Whatever blessing is on this ground, you are charging right now. You are charging that material. You had another testimony this morning. Somebody whose businesses has not been going on well, sales have not been going on. She got back to her shop and began to hit the materials. You are sold. You are sold. You are sold. And in 1 month, she made the sales double the sales of 6 previous months. In 1 month. In 1 month. She made more than double in 1 month of what she made the earlier 6 months. I decree today that as you place this mantle on the floor, the power of God at work in this place, which is a duplication of the things going on in Canaan land, will be answering to you right now in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. If you didn't come with an handkerchief, don't you worry yourself. Anything on you right now is a prophetic mantle. Including your dress, including your shoes, anything around you now, I decree that they be turned into a prophetic mantle in the name of Jesus. Upon returning from Shiloh, there was a brother whose wife, as himself and his wife, have been believing God for miracle baby. The brother removed his dress to go and take his bath. And the wife took the dress and wore it and said, "This is mantle. This is mantle." Immediately she conceived. 9 months after, they had their child. So whatever is on you now, don't let the devil distract your attention. Don't be asking, "Oh, I wish I came with mantle." If you didn't come, it's late. Don't worry yourself. What you carry on you now, and I mean whatever you carry on you now, serves the same purpose. Therefore, from the top of your head to the sole of your feet, to the mantle in your hand, I decree you'll be receiving the grace right now. Be receiving the grace right now. Be receiving the grace right now. Be receiving the empowerment right now. Be receiving the empowerment right now. As I speak to you, be receiving the empowerment right now. Right now. Right now. In following my spiritual fathers, Bishop David Oyedepo, and all the others that serves as fathers to us, in following after them, I have become a duplicate of the grace they carry. When people meet with me, they don't look for them, because the same grace is at work upon my life. I decree that upon your leaving this place today, you will be a full representation of the same grace we carry. Satan will fear you the way they fear us. In the name of Jesus. Everyone that is due for marriage, your settlement is here finally. Again, according to the prophetic declaration of the year 2015, from number 12, 17 and 18 and 20, is that every marital spell shall be shattered by the prophetic anointing today. You shall be gloriously married this year to the shame of the devil. All who believe, for yourself, for your brothers, for your sisters, for your children, for your grandchildren, for other relations of yours, let me hear you say the loudest amen that you can. There shall be celebrations of marriages and families this year in the name of Jesus. Those who are against it will go for you in the name of Jesus. You are due for settlement at last, and settlement shall be your testimony in the year 2015 in the name of Jesus. I decree that the unction that back up this commission be provoked for your sake in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' wonderful name. The prophetic focus for this month, September 2015, is I am a child of destiny. Will you say that with me now? Very consciously. Authoritatively. Slapping the devil on his face. Harassing every problem harassing you. You, hallelujah, you have said it, heaven has endorsed it, and it shall come to pass in your life. When you speak, angels speak, and God fixes. You have said it, angels have picked it, they have taken it to the Father, your Father will fix it for you. our series of teaching every Sunday this month is catching the vision of God for your life. And we're dealing with part 2B at this moment. Catching the vision of God for your life. Quick, what is vision? Vision is the picture of your future as revealed from scriptures. The picture of your future as revealed from the pages of scriptures. That is, what does the scripture say about your future? And this is very crucial. The scriptures tells you about who you are, about what is waiting for you, about your abilities and capabilities. Your future is the essence of the scriptures. People who make descriptions of you now don't know you. They don't know you. Because they don't know your future. They are describing you the way you are now. They call you poor. They call you a failure. They are describing what they have seen. But I have not yet seen, nor hear, heard, neither has it entered to the imagination of any man, the things which God had prepared for you in scriptures. So if they mock you, they are free to mock you. Tell them you have not seen anything yet. Those who mocked me years back are regretting now. They didn't know that it will be like this. If they knew, they would have saluted me then. The woman who molested Joseph in the house of Potiphar didn't know that he would soon become the prime minister. If she knew, she would not have betrayed him. People who describe you now have wrong information. Don't follow their information. This book tells you about your future. If you are confused about your life, check the scriptures to get information about your future. You don't know me yet. Tell your neighbor you don't know me yet. Look at them with very stern look. You don't know me yet. If they don't understand your straight grammar, tell them you don't know me yet. Oh, glory to God. Why do you need to catch vision? You need to catch vision because it will impact on your mentality so that you can change your perspective about your future. Vision changes people's perspective. Vision helps you to actually realize who you are. Vision changes your mentality so you can discover your actuality. Who are you actually? Who are you in perspective? Who are you evidently, not just apparently? You need to discover that all from scriptures. Abraham discovered it. Jeremiah discovered it. Gideon discovered it. Gideon said, I'm the least in my father's house. My father is the least in our clan. The clan is the least in the tribe. And God said, you are listed as the least, but in my program, you are the greatest. I don't care what number they put your name on. Maybe they put you as number 121, or they put you as number 1002. That is not God's plan. In God's plan, He positioned you to be the head and not the tail, to be above only and not beneath. Somebody who believes it, let me hear a witness of a loud amen. Now, among other important vision you need to catch for your life is the fact that you are redeemed to be a blessing to your world and not a burden. Will you say with me, I'm redeemed to be a blessing to my world and not a burden. I'm not a child of concern. I'm a child of destiny. I am not a destitute. I am not to be pitied. I am to be envied. If you believe that, say loud amen. Now, as children of God, we have Abraham as our spiritual father. By covenant, we are connected to Abraham. Abraham is the example of greatness to us in this kingdom. That's why the Bible encourages us in Isaiah 51, from verses 1 and 2. He said, look unto Abraham your father. He said, hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord, if you are looking for the truth. Look unto the rock from whence you are hewn. I took you from somewhere. You have a root. You have history. And to the hole of the pit whence you were digged, God dug you out. Now he was referring to Abraham. He said, therefore, look unto Abraham your father. Study him. Look unto him. And unto Sarah that bear thee. So we are spiritual children of Abraham and Sarah. I called him alone. I didn't need anybody's vote. I called him alone. And what did I do? I blessed him. And I increased him. I blessed him. And I increased him. So we are connected to Abraham by covenant. And Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14 establishes that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, curse is everyone that hangeth on a tree. And verse 14, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, like you and I, through Jesus Christ. So Jesus is the link between you and Abraham, that you might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So every promise God gave to Abraham is for us. And in verse 29, it went further to say, the same chapter, verse 29, it went further and said, if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed. Whatever brought you to Christ has connected you to Abraham. And he is according to the promise. So, who was Abraham? Genesis chapter 12. Verses 1 to 3. And the Lord appeared unto Abraham and said unto him, get thee out of your country and from your kindred and from your father's house unto the land which I will show you. And verse 2, and I will make of you a great nation. That's why in this kingdom, we don't have achievers, we have makers. We have made people. We have people who are made. I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, shall be blessed. And in you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. I will bless you, and you shall be a blessing. So Abraham was a blessing, and so you are a blessing. Whatever Abraham was, is who you are right now. Abraham was a blessing. So who are you? Abraham was never a burden. So you will never be what? So may I never be a burden? Abraham, my father, was not a burden. I will not be a burden. From today, any trace of being a burden around your life is hereby destroyed. What are the biblical keys to supernatural blessing? Number one, engage in covenant practice of giving. The master key to blessing is given. 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 There is he that scattereth, yet increaseth. Proverbs chapter 11, from verses 23, 24, 25, 26. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered back also. There is he that scattereth yet increase, and there is he, there is, that withhold more than his meat, is keeping and keeping instead of giving and giving, yet it tends to poverty. What you keep, you will lose. What you give is what multiplies. He that watereth shall be watered also himself. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. This is the principle of God. The cycle must be completed. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. That is, the process must continue. If you want harvest, there must be a sowing. Whatever a man sows is what he shall reap. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, run over, shall all men that men bring unto your bosom. Matthew 6:38. Giving, giving is key to blessing. Giving is key to blessing. Giving is cure to begging. There are two things that don't go together. Giving and begging don't go together. If you are a giver, you'll never be a beggar. If you are a beggar, it's an indication that you are not a giver. Givers don't beg. They are preoccupied with giving. They are always thinking of what to give. They are always thinking of who to give to. A giver is always dreaming of what to give to others. A beggar is always dreaming of what to beg for. Choose the path to follow. Once you start begging, you can't stop begging. Once you start giving, you can't stop giving. It's an attitude. It's a culture that has to be cultivated. That is the biblical key to financial blessing. Check the life of Abraham. Eager to give. Willing to distribute. Ready to communicate. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. 18 very specifically. It talks about those who are rich in this world, that they should be ready, they should do good. They should be rich in good works. They should be ready to distribute. They should be willing to communicate. That was the lifestyle of Abraham. Abraham will sit in front of his house and looking for passerby so he can bless them. From today, you'll be looking for who to bless. I say you'll be looking for who to bless. The scripture didn't teach us to look for who to give to us. He said, you give. You, your duty is give. And don't bother. It shall be given to you. And it will lead men to bring. Men will bring. You will not go to men. Men will bring to your bosom. Luke 6:38. Stop looking for who to give to you. Start looking for who to give to. That's the way it works. How many of you receive grace for that? Will you receive grace for that? Will you receive grace for that? Will you receive grace for that? One of the graces of God in this commission is grace for giving. Now receive that grace in the name of Jesus. One core covenant practice in giving is your tithing. You must be a tither if you don't want things to be tight for you. Listen to me. When you pay your tithe, you are not helping the church. You are too small to help. If God has a need, it's not you he will call. After all, how much is your tithe that you are asking the whole world? God commands you to pay your tithe in order to establish a relationship with you. When Abraham paid the tithe, Abraham became Abraham of God, and God became the God of Abraham. There was a tie. Your tithe ties you to God. What do I mean by that? Your tithe gets God committed to your well-being. If you are not a tither, you are not tied to God. Genesis chapter 14, verses 19 and 20. Malachi chapter 3, verses 9 to 10. He said, prove me now, and you will see if I will not open to you the windows of heaven to pour you out blessing, that you will not have enough room to contain. When you pay your tithe, you escape the curses of life. When you pay your tithe, you get connected to the windows of heaven. Now listen to this. Men may attack your riches, but they cannot attack your blessing. These are two different things. Blessing is different from riches. God did not give riches to man. He gave blessing to man. Because he is aware, riches can be destroyed, but blessing cannot be touched. Blessing has to do with your person. Riches has to do with your possession. People may steal your possession, but they cannot touch your blessing. They came to cover the wells of Isaac, but they could not stop his wells. They covered the wells where water was coming from, but they could not stop his wealth, because his wealth is from God. They saw the wells. They said, man, let's cover this wells and let's see where his money will be coming from. Isaac said, you don't know anything yet. They covered the wells, he left them and moved forward. That's right. If you steal anything from me, I will not argue with you. Because you could steal only what you see. There are things inside me you can't steal. I will go and produce other ones. If you like, you steal it again. I will go and produce another one. That's why Isaac was moving forward. They covered the well, he moved forward. They covered another one, he moved forward. Until he entered into Rehoboth. The place that was too large, they didn't know where to start from. Well can be covered, but wealth cannot be stopped. And that's what this ministry is enjoying today. A time in your life when people can't explain how you have been blessed. Now, by this prophetic impartation today, I decree your access into that realm of blessing. You know, they came to Isaac. They said, we discovered that you are greater than us. We have tried and tried. We couldn't stop you. That's what people say about this ministry today. We don't even know where they are getting money from. We don't know. We don't know where they are getting money from. They can't know it because God is the source. From today, no one will know your source of blessing. Riches are traceable, but blessings are untraceable. That's why riches can be destroyed, but blessings cannot. Anybody that will destroy your blessing must first of all destroy God, because God is the source of your blessing. Now I decree your access into that realm from today in the name of Jesus. Now, you must engage in seeking the interest of the kingdom of God by giving sacrificially, giving to the poor. Your sacrifice is the super open door, or rather, is the gateway to super abundance. Sacrifice is the gateway to super abundance. Now, let's quickly go to the next aspect of our teaching this morning, which has to do with understanding the mystery of impartation. What is impartation? What is impartation? Impartation is a platform for transference of spiritual gifts. Say with me, transference of spiritual gifts. Did I hear you very well? Now, what is a gift? A gift is something you need, but you cannot afford. A gift is something you cannot obtain or gift yourself, somebody has to help to give it to you. That's why we call it a gift. Spiritually speaking, there are certain things you need, but you don't have capacity to obtain it. And so, God has deposited it in certain individuals who are very close to you, from whom you can access that gift. And that's why we have prophets in our midst. They are spiritual custodians of the gift of God. God trusted them and entrusted them with the things that are needed by the saints. Everything the children of Israel needed was delivered to Moses. So for as long as Moses was with them, they were never stranded. Let me say this with all clarity, with humility, but with clarity, that there are certain things you need that are tied to your spiritual fathers here. And today, I'm standing representing the authority that backs up this commission to which you belong. As a member of this family, receive your own spiritual gift right now. Somebody collect your horn now with a very loud amen. Whatever you need for your establishment in your destiny, in your career, in your family, receive it now in the name of Jesus. If you have it, say, I have it. Say, I receive it. Romans chapter 1, verse 11, he said, I long to see you that I may impart unto you, that I, Paul, may impart, I have it, I want to impart it unto you, some spiritual gift, if you are interested, to the end that ye may be established. There are many people seated here. I say this with all respect to you. You are suffering instability. This way, that way, Satan is shaking you. What you need is spiritual gift from your spiritual fathers. You are unstable. The wind is blowing you this way and that way. You better quickly cry out for the help of your spiritual fathers, so you can engage, you can assess and enjoy this stability. Today I decree that whatever is troubling you with instability will leave you alone. If you are receiving it, say a very loud amen to that. Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 9. And Joshua, the son of Nun, became full of the Spirit, or the gift of wisdom. How did he get it? Did he pray for it? Did he work for it? No. How did he get it? Moses had laid his hands on him to a point that the children of Israel obeyed him, even the way they obeyed Moses. After this prophetic impartation today, whatever obeys us must obey you. Say a loud amen to that. River Jordan obeyed Elijah. After Elisha collected the mantle from Elisha, the same Jordan obeyed Elisha the way it obeyed Elijah. The same way devils obey us, they will obey you. What is impartation? Number two, it is a spiritual platform for duplication and multiplication of grace. Duplication and multiplication of grace. Duplication and multiplication of grace. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 15. And everybody testified when the sons of the prophets were to view at Jericho, saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. And they came to meet him and bow themselves to the ground before him. All who look at you in the eye with disrespect before now will come and bow to you. it will become very clear that you are a duplication of the grace of God upon this ministry. What is duplication? Duplication means to be like. You know, when you go to duplicators, you duplicate documents. The duplicated document looks exactly like the document. That is, you become like the original. Like. And that is to say, wherever you go from now, you'll be operating and functioning like we function. Numbers chapter 11, verse 17. The Lord said to Moses, I will come down and talk with thee there, and I will take of the Spirit which is upon thee, and I will put it upon them. So God duplicates and multiplies. I will take of the Spirit which is upon thee and put it upon them. What are we doing this morning? God is taking of the Spirit upon this commission to put it on you. How many of you are receiving it? How many of you are receiving it? For me, as a person, God has taken the Spirit upon Oyedepo, took the Spirit upon Adeboye, and put it on me. And it is showing everywhere. Very soon it will be showing in your life. Very soon it will be showing in your life. If you receive it now, raise your voice and shout, I receive it. It will not only be duplicated, it will be multiplied. Number three, what is impartation? Impartation is a medium through which we contact the virtues of healings, deliverances, and breakthroughs. Acts chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. In what way? So that from his body, handkerchiefs from his body were brought onto the sick, handkerchiefs and or apron, and the diseases departed from them. So as you go from here today with this handkerchief, just touch the sick, the sickness will disappear. We had a testimony from some ladies who went for daily outreach. They met a lunatic, a stark lunatic, asking for money. And they said, we don't have money, but we have something else to give to you. And he was rushing towards them. And they took the mantle and waved in his face. Waved the power of God in his face. And his eyes became clear. And he was checking himself. What's happening to me? The evil spirit departed from him. Get back to your home. Wave the mantle. Evil spirit will not stay in your house again. They won't be there again. We had a testimony in the morning. A sister said she went and waved the mantle in her home. They used to have crises between husband and wife. After she waved the mantle, crisis ended. Every tormentor of your life will clear off your house in the name of Jesus. That's what the prophetic mantle is meant for. For healing, for deliverance, for breakthrough. Send it to the sick. Far away, within the country and out of the country, send it to them. Send it. I'm giving you this order. You have any sick relation, send this to them. If they don't come back with a testimony, then God is not back of this. The God of this commission, the God of my fathers, will answer with fire. Shout hallelujah. Now, how do you partake of this mystery? Number one, believe in the ministry of the prophet. Your unbelief limits the flow of the virtue. Mark chapter 6, verses 5 and 6. Jesus could not do many miracles among his people. He could there do no mighty works, save that he laid hands on the sick, upon a few sick folk, and healed the few people. Why? He marveled because of their unbelief. And he went round about other villages teaching where they would receive him. In the word of God, servant Bishop Oyedepo, your sense of value will determine the flow of virtue. Your sense of value will determine the flow of virtue. Your sense of value determines the flow of virtue. How do you see God's servant sent to you? Do you see him as your colleague? Or you see him as a little boy? You have missed it. You have missed it completely. I have a very high regard for my spiritual fathers. And that's why their grace is flowing upon my life. Believe in their ministry. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 20. Believe in the Lord your God, so you shall be established. Believe also in his prophets, so you shall prosper. Listen to this little testimony. Many years ago, as a young pastor, I traveled all the way. I was pastoring in Maiduguri then. It was very strange to see rain in June, July. And I stood up, returning from a journey. And I said to the people of God, I met them in the midweek service. I said, within 24 hours, there shall be rain. After the service, the deacons met me humorously and they said, sir, we want to suggest that announcements like this should be made just amongst us, not in the church, so that in case it doesn't happen, there will be no problem. But one little girl in the church went back home and told the father, he said, our pastor said, watch your movement tomorrow, because within 24 hours, there shall be rain. God has no regard for titles. 20 hours after the declaration, the rain came down. Because somebody believed in his spiritual leader and he came to them. The same words I speak to one is the same I speak to another. Why is it not happening in others? As happened? The lady who shared testimony of kidney problem in the first service said, she heard me said, I am waiting for your testimony. That's all she had. And she returned with her testimony. I am saying the same thing to someone here. I am waiting for your own testimony. I am waiting for your own testimony. Your testimony of lifting, your testimony of opened up, your testimony of breakthrough, your testimony of miracle marriage, your testimony of miracle baby, your testimony of lifting, I'm waiting for your testimony, and it shall come to pass. Number two, establish a soul tie with your spiritual leader. Let your soul be tied. Why? As in water. Face. Answer it unto face. So the heart of a man to another. Numbers chapter 27, verse 18 and 19. As in water. Face answered unto the face. Proverbs, I said. So the face, so the heart of a man to another. My soul is so tied to Bishop Oyedepo that many at times will be saying the same thing at the same time at different locations. For instance, this week, we were discussing some things, and as he said it, I was saying it, he said, I know your spirit works with my spirit. You need to get to a time when you are so connected and be relating as father and son. Don't just be hanging as a church member. Let your soul be tied. And you know the implication of that? Whenever the devil wants to attack you, the spirit of your fathers will appear. What are you talking about? Some years ago, a lady said the house caught fire. And according to her, she saw me in front of the house, as it were, in a broad day vision, and I stretched my hands towards the house, and the fire stopped. You need this spiritual connection to be helping you when your own strength can no longer carry you. Hear me very well. You are too small to handle those situations attacking you. May you never fight a battle that you are alone in it. You need to be fortified with the spirit of your spiritual leaders. Many of you, sometimes you dream and you see us. It's not our making. We too, we are sleeping at home when you are sleeping. But the Spirit of God takes the spirit of the ones you believe in to come and defend you when you need defense. That's why you cannot have the help and the support of a man you don't believe in. It doesn't happen. Many members are going around without such spiritual fortification. I know you are receiving it today. Number three, honor them in your heart. Honor them in your heart. Hold them in high esteem and high regard. Don't just honor them with your mouth. Don't be close with them to them with your mouth. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 13. Honor them with your heart. Hebrews 13, 24. Honor them with your heart. Honor them from your heart. Salute all them that have the rule over you. That means honor them. Honor them. Give them the honor that is due to them. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17. Count them of double honor. Those who are elders among you, especially those who labor in word and doctrine. We are laboring in word and doctrine. I'm saying this without looking for honor from anybody. It is natural. Anybody that is serving your interest deserves your honor. That is, you don't sit down somewhere and be looking down on them or be talking evil about them. Don't. I can't imagine myself sitting down and be talking evil or be using abusive words or despising statements against my spiritual fathers. Never. 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 What are the mediums? Before I get to that, another way to partake of the mystery of impartation is to serve the interest of your spiritual fathers. How? By praying for them. Pray for us. As we are serving you, pray for us. Pray. And I've discovered, listen to this, your leaders you pray for, you will never find yourself speaking evil against them. You don't speak evil against the people you pray for. One of the ways to secure yourself from speaking evil against your leaders is to be praying for them. You can't be praying for your leaders and at the same time be speaking evil against them. Pray for us. Pray for us. I pray for my spiritual fathers. My wife and I, we love them. We pray for them from time to time. And it's working. We got our children. We pray for them. And it's working. Today, we are using the prophetic mantle as the medium of impartation. Other medium of impartation includes the anointing oil, includes laying on of hands. But today we are having this prophetic mantle. This is one sent by the apostle by this commission, my spiritual father, Bishop David Oyedepo. It's working fire in my life. It will work wonders in your life. It's working fire in my life. It will work wonders in your life. Are you ready for it? Raise your hand and shout, I'm ready, Lord. Quickly. Before we receive this invitation, if you are seated here this morning, you have not given your life to Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are not born again. Wherever you are seated, you know you are so troubled. You have guilt on your neck. You are restless. You are joyless. Nothing is working. You go this way, Satan is blocking you. You go that way, the enemy is blocking you. You have tried charms. Charms is not working. You have tried to drink. Drinking is not working. You have tried to smoke wee-wee. Wee-wee is not helping you. You have tried too many things. You have tried to make money. Money is not being made. Stop chasing after shadows. Follow after Jesus. The Savior is the way, the truth, and the life. Somebody here wants to give his life to him this morning. Somebody wants to be forgiven. Somebody wants to be rescued. Can you see somebody is already eager, already coming? Let him come. Leave him. Don't trouble him. He's too eager to come. You want to surrender your life to Jesus? Wherever you are, come and join this young man right now. Stand up and start running down here right now. Come and give your life to Jesus. Lift up your right hand and pray this prayer with me. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I decide today to give my life to you. Have mercy on me, Lord. I know I'm a sinner. And from today, I surrender totally, absolutely to you. Be my Lord and my Savior. I believe now, and I confess with my mouth, that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. I am now born again. I am now a child of God. I will follow Jesus all the days of my life. I will not follow Satan again. I will not live in sin again. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we receive these souls into your kingdom this day, and we establish them in the same, in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. God bless you. Open your eyes with joy. Say with me, I am now born again. I welcome you to the kingdom of God. I welcome you to Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Your life will not be the same again. Because you're strong.
That your pastor is being molested, that means from today your destiny will no longer be molested. I want you therefore to pray, Lord, I tap into the grace that your servants carry, the grace upon this commission, the grace upon Bishop Oyedepo. Lord, I assess it right now. Speak right now. It's all yours. Don't keep quiet. You can get it. I got it. You too can get it. I'm swimming in it. You too can swim in it. I'm enjoying it. You too can enjoy it. Rest. Peace. Joy. Raise your voice and pray. If you want it. If you want it. If you want it. Ask for it. If you want it. Ask for it. If you want it. Ask for it. You will enjoy what we enjoy. You will eat the way we eat. You will drink the waters of life that we drink. You have peace the way we have peace. You live quietly the way we live quietly. Your family will be quiet the way ours is quiet. No more trouble for you. No more calamity for you. No more harassment for you. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. For all of our first time worshippers today, I decree upon your life an unforgettable testimony to share in the name of Jesus. Whatever is your heart's desires right now, I decree that the God that works wonders on this ground will make it happen and even beyond in the name of Jesus. I know that you are leaving this place today with a blessing. You will return with a very clear testimony. All of you in front here, if you will return with a testimony, let me hear you shout the loudest amen. This day, there shall be a duplication of grace upon your life. This day, there shall be a duplication of grace upon your life. Be on the line, start distributing, and wait for final instruction. Just pick a copy. Don't go yet. This day, there shall be a duplication of grace upon your life. Because we don't suffer, you will never suffer again. Because we don't beg, you will never beg again. Because we are not defeated, you will never be defeated again. Because we are not tormented, you will never be tormented again. Because we fly, you'll be flying from today. Your destiny will assume a new order of progress from today. In the name of Jesus. Now, everyone in the assembly, take your seat. Take your seat. Healing will be taking place right now. That mantle and begin to wave in the air right now. Whatever blessing is hanging in the atmosphere here, in this spiritual atmosphere, connect, collect, connect, collect. Whatever blessing is hanging in this atmosphere, collect it, collect it, collect it, receive a deposit of it into this prophetic mantle. You are living here with a fully charged mantle. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. I declare that this mantle be 100% fully charged. As you plug it into different things around your home, around your house, around everything you do, the charges are being released in your favor. All of you who believe you have received it, shout the loudest amen. Is this mantle on your head right now? From today, your head will be attracting honor. Listen to me. In 1991, God's servant, Bishop Oyedepo, was ministering at a church service like this at Garden of Faith. And he called myself and my wife out and said very clearly, he said, the honor I have, I release upon you. And from that moment, honor keeps following me. If I go to airport today to take a charter flight, they won't ask me for money. In honor. In honor. In honor. The same honor I release upon you today. You will not beg for anything again. Today, people beg me to bless me. When they travel abroad, they'll be calling me from there. What can I buy for you? I say, I will call you back. They call me again. What can I buy? I say, I will call you back. What can I buy for you? They beg me to bless me. They ask me, what do you need? I don't know what I need. I don't. From today, you will not beg for anything again in your life. This ministry does not beg for anything, yet has everything in excess. From today, by honor, you will be having everything in excess. And for every eligible single, the Bible says marriage is honorable. Therefore, I decree your access into the honor of marriage. Whereas nobody branch to check how you are doing, from today, many suitors will be coming your way begging you. Every marital delay is terminated today. Every disappointment answers with reappointment. From today, the honor of marriages attends to families here in the name of Jesus. Very shortly, your wedding invitation card will be out. Very shortly, you will be around the altar here with thanksgiving. Go from here, you are blessed. This week is therefore declared the week of extraordinary honor for you. In your going out, you shall be honored. In your coming in, you shall be honored. In the city, you shall be honored. In the field, you shall be honored. In all you lay your hands on to do, you shall be honored. And all of you who believe, say the Lord, say. So shall it be. In Jesus' wonderful name. All the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the presence of the Lord forever. Amen. Heaven on earth.